We hear again from some of the words of Solomon in Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the preacher, have been king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after wind. In the name of Jesus. It may not seem obvious at first from Solomon's words, but the Lord blesses the work that you do. Your work as a 9-to-5 laborer, a clerk, a teacher, a business owner, your work as a father or mother, as a son or daughter, as a wife or husband, your work is whatever you do according to your various callings, vocations you are given to serve your family, your neighbor. The Lord blesses your work. But Solomon notes, it doesn't seem like that. The drudgery, the repetition, the thankless hours, the dealing with headaches or chasing after projects which never complete. Does it seem like the Lord is blessing your work? Ecclesiastes 1:12, it is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. Solomon, the wise king, the man of wisdom, said that. The work we are busy with. That doesn't exalt our work. With this line, the work we're busy with, Solomon drives us into the ground with the weight of pointless tasks repeated daily, redundant programs, reports that must be filled out before closing time, tax forms, insurance forms, the writing out of goals, harvesting the hay, loading the lumber. Are we just walking around the treadmill till closing time? It's an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. The work we are busy with, doesn't that ring of emptiness? What you do, are you doing it to make things better? To help someone's life? To stand as a person of God doing his work on earth? Or is it the work you're busy with? Keep those hands moving. This unhappy, never-ending line of tasks is just the work we're given to be busy with. What an unhappy business, says Solomon. But then we notice how Solomon describes it. He describes it not as pointless, but he actually uses the words gift from God. Not empty, not just an old treadmill, it's gift from God. Ecclesiastes 1:12 again. It's an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. God, who loves all people, who created each of us in our mother's womb, giving each of us gifts particular to us. Our work is his gift. In these gifts God gives us, he gives us also our needs, our appetites. We need food, so God gives the farmer to put the seed in the ground and give it water. We need drink, so God gives a man to drill the well or run the pipe or build the dam. God gives some to bind wounds, some to fashion a guitar out of wood, some to protect our homes, some to cook our food. All tasks God gives for persons to be busy with. All gifts from God, vocations from our Lord who loves all people. And yet, Solomon says, I've seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, it is all vanity, striving after wind. Ecclesiastes 1:14. So what is it that takes a God-given task, a holy calling to love our neighbor by the work of our hands, and makes it into an unhappy business with which you're just busy, just punching the clock, filling in the blanks? What reverses it is that what happens is that what you understand happens to you on the day you die. Jesus shows us that. It's a man building new barns to store his crops. He's doing the building, he's stacking the crops. But why? You don't know why. You don't know why that is until you know what he thinks happens to him on the day he dies. If he thinks that on the day he dies, he just dies. And he thinks that when he dies this death, he's nothing more but a dead body lowered into the ground. Then he thinks there's no more of him left. He's just stuff in the ground, but there's no him, no person, no one to laugh with loved ones, to eat good food, to drink good wine, to love neighbor. It's just over, gone, dead bones in the ground, nothing but memory. If that's what happens when he dies, then to build a barn is just striving after wind. It's to build up wealth today, only to be dead tomorrow. And when you're in the ground, who knows what's going to happen or who's going to get that barn that you built. Maybe an ungrateful heir who never cared for you anyway. Maybe an enemy who filed a lawsuit. Maybe the government. But whoever gets it, it's not you. There's no more you. You're dead in the ground. If that's the way we view ourselves upon our earthly death, then that does change everything. And everything is left as being a striving after wind, vanity of vanities. But remember who's teaching the parable in the gospel. It's Jesus. There's life. If on the day you die, you do not die. If on the day you breathe your last breath, you are then with your Lord. If death has been conquered so that all those belonging to Christ Jesus are united to him and to his resurrection. If in baptism you have already been given your death to your life of sin, and your life is now hidden in Christ Jesus, then when you build that barn, you're building it as one who belongs to Christ Jesus. And now all your work to build that barn is a task of how you may serve your neighbor by providing good food for him, for his family, over winter. Colossians 3:3, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. What Paul knows is that this promise of baptism changes everything. Now your tasks are brimming with life. The mother changing the diaper, she belongs to Christ Jesus, to eternal life. She is his servant, and Jesus is using her hands to serve the baby with gifts of life. And the father's hands too. The high schooler flipping hamburgers, that's no dead-end job, as some politicians have called it. It's a servant of Jesus, serving neighbor by providing food. And if that high schooler ends up later in life serving neighbor by being a police officer or by helping a business thrive by doing the bookkeeping, what better way to be a servant of Jesus and serve your neighbor? In baptism, you have died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. All of which you are now given to do, you do as one belonging to Christ, to eternal life. And your God is now honoring you by setting you as his servant to family and to neighbor. This is the gift our Lord gave us to witness this morning as he placed his name on little Macy, calling her his own. She, along with us, by the word and promise of Christ, belongs to him. She belongs to life. Now, when one who bears the name of Christ reports to the so-called dead-end job, that daily task that never seems to end, it may still be boring and tedious, but it is a gift from God. Your job, your task, your callings, This is a gift to you from your Lord, who loves all people and wants every person to be well fed, well taught, to hear good music, to enjoy good drink, to know all the gifts of creation. And when the Lord uses our hands to do even a small part of that, it is never a striving after wind. So Solomon, who himself does belong to the Lord, is able to say, there is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also, I saw, is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? Ecclesiastes 2:24. Eat your food. Laugh with your friends. Drink your wine, if that's the drink you like, or maybe your coffee or your tea or whatever's good to your taste, even IPA. Drink it with a smile. Rejoice in your work. For apart from God, no one has true enjoyment. For how can the man rejoice who knows that tomorrow he dies and is thrown into the ground and is no more? But belonging to the God of life, knowing that in baptism you have already died and now your life is hidden in Christ, for you there is no death. All that you do is not a striving after wind. Rather, it is your Lord caring for your neighbor through you. So eat good food, enjoy good drink, find joy in your work. Your sin has been put away in Christ Jesus. He has forgiven your guilt, covered your shame. He stands you before his Father in honor. For in baptism, your life is hidden with him in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.